Durham Teaching Assistant Stage Vigil and Rally Elaine Brunskill. Around 400 very noisy TARs, teaching assistants, staged a protest outside Durham County Hall. Every car, bus, and lorry that passed them blasted its horn in support. Across the Northeast there is growing anger against Durham's Labour-controlled council, which is planning to sack 2,700 TARs, then rehire them on 23% less pay. In a recent ballot, 93% of the TARs voted in favour of strike action. Commenting on this vote, Jen Clemo said, "I've worked for the county for 27 years. I don't want to strike, but I feel we've been pushed into a corner, where we don't have any choice. The mood today is excellent. We are getting excellent solidarity from the public. We've been outside County Hall all this week. After a silent vigil lasting 4 days, today's a noisy rally, showing we are not going away." Megan Cholton, Secretary of County Durham TARS Activist Committee, told us, "Durham TARS are among the lowest paid in the country, even before this pay cut. Durham Council is blaming single status legislation for this attack." However, Megan pointed out that the council could regrade TARS in order to get around this legislation. "There is also huge frustration at Unison. There is a mood that alongside fighting against Labour councillors, TARS are also having to do battle with their own union. The last TAR meeting was organised by Unison, but TARS commented that it felt like a hostile takeover bid. Unlike previous meetings, which were organised by the TARS, Unison gave no time for questions from the floor. Also, Unison does not recognise the TARS organising committee. It is crucial that alongside the rank and file organising committee, TARS put pressure on the union, ensure that Unison is responsive to their wishes. This could include getting other Unison branches to put pressure on the union. This workforce, predominantly women, is clearly prepared to fight." Lisa Turnbull commented, "For us it doesn't matter how many times Durham City Council try to knock us down, we will come back fighting." Messages of support to SpartacYasani@gmail.com. To contribute to the Durham TARS Fund, visit their crowdfunding page. This version of this article was first posted on the Socialist Party website on the 1st of November 2016, and may vary slightly from the version subsequently printed in the Socialist.